3. Science. What causes mental illness in children, and why are the rates increasing? For thousands of generations, people lived and reproduced with no need to know how the machinery of the brain works. That is why even today people know more about their automobiles than they do about their own minds. Edward O. Wilson, Consilience. In July 2013, Amy G., not her real name, a slender, lovely mother of 7 children, traveled almost 3,000 miles from her home in rural Idaho to New York City. Unable to get the health care she needed in her home community, she was seeking a definitive diagnosis for her 7-year-old daughter, Emma, not her real name, at Child Mind Institute. When the doctor told me that Emma had conduct disorder, CD, and that there was no cure, it was like a death sentence, Amy told me. I know it's awful to think this, let alone to say it out loud, but I actually wished for a minute that he had told me my daughter had cancer instead. At least if it's cancer, you can talk about it. People feel sorry for you. My daughter may never have feelings. For her, it's all about things. I'll probably never have a warm, fuzzy parenting experience with her. It's a huge sense of loss. While most parents' goals for their children include college, career, and family, Amy and her husband, Robert, a family practice physician in the close-knit small town where they have chosen to raise their 7 children, just hope they can keep Emma out of jail and protect their family and community from harm. Conduct disorder is the most serious behavioral and emotional diagnosis a child can have, and for that reason, psychiatrists don't assign it lightly. Since all children and adolescents act out from time to time, the diagnosis of conduct disorder depends on persistent and unemotional callous disregard for others, including multiple acts of aggression, property destruction, lying and stealing, and serious repetitive rule breaking. In many ways, conduct disorder is the perfect